Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls with a Press Pass. We have Paige and
Chloe.
Yay!
Let's go.
Today's episode, we're going to be doing a little 2025 recap. A lot of it is TikTok heavy, but that's okay because I spend a lot of time on there.
Yeah,
So.
and if you're not on TikTok, you're on social media, and as we've talked about before, all of the social medias are trying to be each other. So chances are you'll still know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
So,
especially the first
the first one is so
one,
fire.
which is when we were wanted to talk about when they sent all the celebrities to space. Who else was with it? All I remember is Katy Perry.
Wasn't like Whoopi Goldberg
I
there?
think so. It was like a bunch of random celebrities.
Yeah. But Katie was probably the most notable celebrity in space.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Do we count it as space? All they did was leave the atmosphere and then fall back down.
Yeah. For 11 minutes.
11 minutes?
Yeah,
Oh,
they
I
were
didn't
in
realize
space
how long it
for
was.
11 minutes.
That's so funny.
And it was the weirdest 11 minutes of my entire life watching that
Absolutely.
go down.
And then when they got to the ground and just started kissing the grass. Like,
Yeah,
babe,
like
it
as
was
if they had
20
done
minutes.
something. I'm like, okay.
Like, that whole thing probably took, what, half an hour?
Yeah, maybe.
And you miss the ground so much you're kissing it?
Okay. I have just Googled who all went to space.
Okay.
Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez. I can't believe I said Whoopi Goldberg.
That's so funny.
Amanda Nguyen and Carrie-Anne Flynn. Oh, and Aisha Bow.
Katy Perry was not on that list.
Yeah, and Katy Perry.
Okay, I was like, we skipped over Katy.
No, but Whoopi Goldberg. Oh my gosh. Anyways, that was weird. With the Daisy. Yeah.
Yes! And like just like going up to the camera and just like turning her head and being
Yeah.
weird.
Well, I liked it when they all came back down and one of them, they were like doing the interview, and she was like, well, and then Katie just started singing. And then cut to her singing. And she's like looking at the camera, and literally the earth is behind her. Like,
No, it was a performance.
you were in space. And she's like, I brought this daisy because it reminds me that, like, there's only so much life to live. And she starts singing.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, I love your impression. 10 out of 10.
I don't think that even sounded like Katy Perry, but it's what Katy Perry sounds like in my head.
Yeah, same.
So,
She
it's
has
good
that
enough.
like Kardashian rasp in my head. I
Yes.
don't know why.
Yes. Especially because there's like not a thought behind her eyes in that video.
No.
All right, our next topic, it's pretty early and we were shocked that this was even in 2025,
Yeah.
was Kendrick versus Drake beef.
I watched that, like, literally, I was glued to my phone during that week that, like, they were releasing all the albums and, like,
Yes.
just going back
The
to back,
diss
single
tracks.
after single of just ripping each other. It was
Yeah,
awesome.
it was
I
pretty
loved
good.
it. And then to have them, like, perform at the Super Bowl, insane. Insane.
That was crazy poll. Well, especially because it's like they hadn't even really been, I mean, probably before all of this happened, but they hadn't even really been like beefing for too long. It was like a couple months maybe, and they were like, all right, well, Kendrick Lamar is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. And we were all like, what?
What?
What do you mean?
Huh?
But it was fire.
Him
My
and
queen, SZA.
yes.
Oh my gosh, I love
She
her
was
so
amazing.
much.
I do too.
I was thrilled because I knew it was going to be her too. I was like, I know he's going to bring out my home girl.
Oh,
And
absolutely.
sure enough, there she is. Love her.
But also, this year was when TikTok let you comment pictures.
Okay, it's been.
Oh my God.
I have mixed feelings about it
What?
because
Okay.
it's. I mean, I kind of like him.
It's amazing.
I kind of do like him. But a lot of the times people are like, it's just the same pictures over and over again. But we're all acting like it's not the same comment over and over again. Like the top comment on every video, even before the pictures, was like the same words.
That's true.
And so, like,
That's true.
I've heard the argument that like the pictures have just been like just the same reactions over and over again, mm-hmm. which I think is true.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, it was no different than, like, the thing with the Purple Heart. Do you remember that trend where it was, like, mama, a girl behind you?
Yes!
With the Purple Heart.
Yes! Yes! Mama, a girl behind you.
Or it was, like, you would say anything and then you'd capitalize the last word and put the Purple Heart at the end.
Oh.
Like, that was the thing. Okay. For, like, a solid 2 months, probably.
I did not catch on to that. I'm not gonna lie.
I was onto that.
For me, it's that one guy who did that photo shoot in the white t-shirt where, like, his most famous one is the
yes,
me.
The pointing at himself.
He's like, me?
I quote that picture all the time.
Me too.
Like, I do it.
Mm-hmm. But the one of, and I know you haven't seen Shameless because we've had this conversation before.
I'm sorry.
But the one of Fiona Gallagher on her MySpace.
Yes.
With her finger, like, she's, like, biting her finger. And he's
looking
that is
the
so
side.
Funny to me.
It is so funny.
It's so funny.
I also do that one a lot.
I do. I'm like,
I know. I can't help myself.
They're
pretty
either.
Funny.
They're funny. Pretty funny.
I like it.
They've become like the vocal stems, but
yeah,
physically.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
I know
me?
It's too much now because I'm like gonna blow up.
Yeah.
Because I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like saying it and I'm doing it and
yeah.
It's just
pure brain rot.
No one understands me. You know that thing that's like, what is that? What is that from?
Oh.
It's the thing that's like, no one understands me.
What is that from?
I don't know.
I have heard that before.
We'll think
though.
Of it
yeah.
at some point.
Eventually.
Okay. We were going to talk about this year. I don't know what has been in the water. But the edits,
the TikTok editors
that some of y'all have been cooking up on TikTok.
Wow.
They have been
like,
so fire.
Chills. I can feel the goosebumps. I can feel my hair standing.
Literally. And it's like, I feel like the edits alone just took me back to a more creative, carefree time.
Right?
Original TikTok time.
Yes.
2020. Mm-hmm. There were no ads.
Mm-hmm.
There were no, like, marketing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was all just like dancing,
mm-hmm.
like Vine-esque content,
mm-hmm.
or edits.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I liked that.
I did too.
I want to go back to that.
I like the now though, because I just like the, I love the storytelling of TikTok.
Yes.
Like when it comes to storytelling, I really can watch like a 10-minute TikTok mm-hmm. video of someone sitting in their car just explaining a random thing. And I'm like, I'm locked. Tell me everything.
Oh my gosh. I have something to add on to this that's not on the list. But
ooh.
I do think that if you know what I'm talking about, it is a great 2025 recap moment.
Okay.
Did you see the videos of the lady that was in love with her therapist?
Yes! Dude! Dude! I did! Oh my god, I forgot about
yes.
that. That was
oh
so
my god.
Weird.
That was
dude,
so
that poor
weird.
Guy.
I know. And then,
oh my god, I forgot about him.
I know. I just remembered that.
What the heck was her name?
Kendra.
Kendra! Yes!
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And she was weird.
And she was like talking to the AIs and they were like,
her
no.
friends.
Yeah,
Henry.
Her friends. Her yes!
Yeah.
Henry.
And Claude.
Be like, let's go ask Henry and Claude and see what they think. And they're like, oh, he's in love with you.
Yeah.
And she's like, he noticed that I wore different glasses and that obviously means he's in love with me.
No, literally. And then she kept, like, throwing him under the bus and being like, guys, don't go and find him.
Right.
And then, like, name-dropping him mm-hmm. first and last name
mm-hmm.
and being like, but don't. I don't
guys,
want this. I don't like this energy. Like,
yeah.
Girl. And then that was all my, because, of course, and I'm mad I fell into this trap, but
ooh.
I can't help myself. But, of course, she posts, like, 14 story time videos.
I watched them.
I watched those things like crazy. And then my algorithm was like, you must really enjoy this. And
mm-hmm.
so then it would just like
mm-hmm.
give me like therapist TikTok.
Oh yeah. Of
and
like whenever
like
the therapists were responding and they were like,
yes.
So from a professional standpoint,
yeah.
he was doing his job.
Yeah.
And this is insane.
And I was like, can I get out of this? It was like, once I got in it,
mm-hmm. I was in
I couldn't get my TikTok back to normal until it had all been, like, settled. Mm-hmm. It took, like, maybe a month.
Jeez.
Yeah. I couldn't stop. Well, because then the lady that was, there was the girl who was her client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she was at a dance studio and she, like, told the whole class. She was like, hey, guys.
The dance studio came out and was like, we do not
like her.
No. But then there was the other girl, because the lady that was in love with her therapist, like, was a therapist.
She did say that she started her own, like, TikTok therapy. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
And she was like, sign up for my therapy and I'll talk to you.
Yeah, and it wasn't like real therapy. It was like something that she had just, like, made up or something. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. I'm so glad that we talked about that.
Me too. Wow, blast from the past.
I know, right? But the edits have been going crazy.
They have.
Specifically, the headshot 223. And then they do the word that rhymes with three. It's like, hey, cha, two, two, three. Na, na, na.
I do. Okay, so here's the problem.
We had a wedding ring.
So here's the disconnect we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Is all of my TikTok edits are about animes.
Right.
So the anime edits have been peak this year. They have been so good.
Well,
but I'm not seeing, like, the people ones.
I will tell you, the Harry Potter edits, the Twilight edits, and the Hunger Games edits.
Oh.
That is what I'm
working
with.
All right. I see.
Yeah. And they're fire. Specifically. I can't do this. They're so good. And I'll, save them.
That's me with the My Hero Academia ones.
I can't help myself.
I can't either.
I'm like, this is just
they put the one song with, like, Calamity, and I'm like, it was so good. It was
all
so good.
All of the edits are so good.
They were so good.
I need to go on, like, an edit frenzy.
Absolutely.
And, like, stream it to the TV.
Ooh.
And then we just watch them like a Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Speaking of Jumbotron.
Crazy
beautiful,
segue.
Beautiful turning point. The Coldplay concert CEO and his gal.
His little lady.
His little lady. They did that to themselves.
Yeah.
They, it wouldn't have been anything if they would have acted like normal people.
Right. And then it was like, I don't know. It just, I mean, I kind of feel like they got what they, I mean, like they deserved whatever came at them, kind of.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, maybe if you weren't stupid.
Right.
This wouldn't have happened. But right. I don't know. Here we are.
Yeah.
It was weird. I did like the photoshopping on other people's faces.
Yes.
I did appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked, I have a deep appreciation for things that are very obviously photoshopped.
Oh, yes. They are so funny.
I like that.
Me too.
I do that. Like, I make...
I know the emoji thing you made the other day.
Yes.
I loved that.
Yes. I make things that are so obviously photoshopped, and I think they're it's amazing. So funny.
It is really funny.
We used to do that in, yearbook in high school. We would, all just sit there, like, when we had downtime and just, like, take the pictures that we had gotten from choir concerts or football games and just, like, Photoshop anything
just terrible onto Photoshop.
Them. Just, absolutely. Like, go insane on it. And I used to do this thing where I'd take headshots of anyone I could find and, like, glam them. Like, on Photoshop, give them filler and contour. I kind of ate with that, too.
Absolutely. I can see it.
I love Photoshop, but not in a normal way.
Yeah. That's how I feel like people are with the Lulus.
La boo boo, la boo boo. La boo, la boo, la boo, la boo. I liked, I love saying that. It's like when someone says,
la boo.
When someone says la boo. I just start going crazy. I specifically like the lady in the controversy around
24 karat I have the only 24 gold karat gold.
La baby.
La baby.
I like that she said it like that.
No, I love whenever British people talk. It's so funny sometimes. I am
the owner of the only 24 karat gold la baby. Do you have...
Do you have purse?
Luckily, I have purse. No, do you have la boo-boo? Or la foo-foo? No,
I do not. Do you have la boo-boo?
No.
Okay. Sorry. Aren't they, like, kind of expensive?
Yeah, but you can get the off-brand ones.
Oh, real.
Which I don't have either.
No.
Yeah. They kind of freak me out.
Yeah. They remind me of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuzzy.
Yeah.
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 They remind me of that one thing that was popular in, like, 2018. The thing, and it was the stuffed animal, and...
Squishmallow?
No. It was, like, the scary one that would eat you.
Kirby? No. Not Kirby. Oh, my God. There was a Christmas movie about it, and it was, like, 90s. Furbies.
No, not the Furbies.
Oh.
I mean, those are probably what you're thinking of.
That's what
But it was the stuffed animals with, like, the chompers.
Are you talking about the ones with the real teeth that had, like, the eyes really far apart, and it was, like, mouth open all the time, and they kind of look like a rag doll?
I don't really know what I'm talking about, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, maybe I just made it up.
Another beautiful segue.
Oh, yes, let's go.
Made that up. She's not real. That girl back there. She's not real. I know. I don't know the exact words, but all I know is that girl back there. She's not real.
We're talking about, of course,
the plane TikTok sketches, mm-hmm. which I don't know if that one was real or not, because so many of them I would watch and I'd be like, oh, I think that's real. And someone would be like, anyone else catch the LED lights that are hanging on the ceiling?
I think that everything is real.
That's my bad.
Genuinely.
I am easy to fall to propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, well, I feel like when it's like, when it's AI, I can tell when it's not real. But when it's like someone like faking something.
Yes.
That's when I'm like, I don't know.
Yes, I agree. Unless it's one of those videos where it's like, which one of these videos is AI? And I'm like,
I do pretty good at
this. I
think
this one. Because it's always the one that's, like, more clear and it has, like, weird details that wouldn't normally be in it. Yeah. Or, like, a really nice background or something.
Yeah. I kind of, like... yeah. I do not bring back real videos.
I agree.
I don't like, I want the soap cutting ones back.
What?
Slime. You didn't like soap cutting videos?
No.
What?
You know what I did like, though? The glitter one on the brush where they would spin it above the camera with the flash on and it just rain.
I liked the one. It was, like, also with the glitter. Mm-hmm. And it was the one that was, like, and then they'd put it together and it would be a heart and then it'd go,
I do know what you're talking about. Okay. Yes. I was like, is it taking me a second? I do
they
not know.
They would, like, snap over the camera.
Yes.
And then it'd be like,
Yeah.
With the glitter.
What you're talking about.
That was so awesome.
Oh.
Bring it back.
I can second that.
Yeah.
I guess.
But we'll have to say that one of the most obnoxious TikTok sounds this year is nothing beats
a jet to you holiday.
And right now, you can save 50,000 pounds per person. That's 200 pounds off for a family of four. We've got millions. I literally, oh my gosh.
It's going to be so loud. I'm so sorry,
you guys. The verge of, like, a breakdown when that sound was just every.
It was constant. It was every other video.
It was almost as bad as the song lineup in 2024. The Chicago one.
Yes. I hated that one.
Jet 2 Holiday was almost as bad as that.
Yeah. But almost. I did like the ones where it was the Jet 2 Holiday of someone just fully crashing out.
Yes.
Like, not like emotionally crashing out, like falling or like slipping or just like, oh, everything's fine. And then, da-dum.
Yeah. I liked some, like, it was funny at first.
But then it was overused.
Yeah. It was overused.
I agree.
You know what else was this year? Hyperpigmentation.
Hyperpigmentation.
I forgot about
hyperpigmentation.
Where were you? Where were you for senior photos? I'm sorry that this is all just us quoting TikTok sounds that
so sorry.
Maybe no one knows, but
sorry, guys.
That I know.
We know it.
I know it. I know y'all know about hyperpigmentation.
But I feel like enough people know about the Minecraft movie.
Don't get me started on the Minecraft movie.
I knew you were going to be so excited for this one.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
That's such a throwback. Chicken jockey was so fire.
I still cannot believe, like, the actors. You know what I mean? Like, Jason Momoa?
And he ate.
But the one thing is I still haven't, like, watched the movie itself. I've seen a bunch of clips of it. But
that's all you need.
Yeah. But every time I see a clip of it, I've played Minecraft since 2008, mm-hmm. probably. Yeah, probably since I was 5. Yeah, about 2008. That movie is so wrong. And there's so many characters that they could have had. But they were like, you know what? We're going to make up these fake bad guys and have this be a bad guy. There's the warden. There's the ender dragon. There's pillagers. Like,
the pillagers were in it.
They were.
I thought so.
Maybe.
I don't know. I saw it once. This is my Minecraft movie story.
Okay.
I got that McDonald's meal.
Ooh.
Like a million times.
Was it good? I saw it like advertised a lot, but
well, it was just 10 chicken nuggets.
How are they Minecraft? Were they square?
No, it just come with a Minecraft toy.
No, that's fine then. Yeah.
But for adults.
Yeah. Actually, I got one of those because I got a happy guest.
I got three.
Not a guest. I got a, what's the blue thing that's in the pillager outpost?
I don't know.
Alley. That's what they're called. Mm.
I got the orange soda potion, the burger crystal, and the Grimace something.
Oh.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I was collecting them, but when I went to see the Minecraft movie, I accidentally ordered that John's in 3D. So.
Wow.
Yeah. We did not know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, and then the screen is like, you could put on your glasses now. I was like, what glasses?
What glasses?
She can't see without her glasses.
She can't see without her glasses.
Okay.
Next. I have feelings about this one.
My boyfriend went crazy over this one. I didn't get it, really.
We can fight over it.
Okay.
Me and him, we can fight.
Yeah.
Because I have feelings about this.
100 men versus one gorilla.
First of all, that's immediately an unfair matchup. Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because... let's be real. You pick a random 100 men mm-hmm. and say, you're going to fight a gorilla. Mm-hmm. How many of those are sneaking weapons? Half.
Okay, but with no weapons.
You think you could get 100 men to not sneak a weapon into a fight?
No, but hypothetically?
Hypothetically, it's still a rude mashup because it's a numbers thing, so it's like... I feel like that's not equivalent of, like, I feel like it should be, like, oh, you know, gorillas have this much more muscle strength
mm-hmm.
than humans, or, mm-hmm. like, this much more bite force than humans, and then that would be the matchup. You know how it's, like,
yeah,
hippos have 500 times
yeah.
human bite force, so it would be, what I think would be fair would be 500-1 in that situation. I think it should be equally... like
500.
Well, hippos bite really hard
for hippos.
Yeah, because they have a really strong bite for
gorillas.
No,
yeah,
I think it's probably like,
except that I don't think a hippo could probably fight you off as good as a gorilla can.
Yeah. Well, no, they're kind of fast.
Yeah, I mean they could definitely run.
Mm-hmm.
But gorillas, those things can like hit you.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think a hippo could hit you.
It makes me wonder if it would be worse to be in a fight with a gorilla or a kangaroo. Because kangaroos are vicious.
Definitely.
Like, they'll just pull you into a pond and drown you for fun.
Yeah. Kangaroos are scary, but I feel like it would definitely be worse to be in a 1v1 with a gorilla.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's like, you would be cooked.
Yeah.
I've seen people get in 1v1s with kangaroos.
Yeah.
And they're alive. I have never seen someone get in a 1v1 with a gorilla and be alive.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
So what do you think then? 100 men or one gorilla would be?
I feel like the men because of the numbers.
I agree.
But I think if it was 10 v 100, gorillas.
Gorilla. Yeah.
But at this point, they can literally ant pile on top of them.
Right.
And so it's like, eh. All you have to do is just sacrifice a couple.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 100 men aren't going to come back
right
from this battle.
No. No, they're not.
But...
No.
I don't know. It depends on the men, too.
It does. It does. Because it's like, are we doing, like, just a random pick?
Well, and it's like...
Or do we get, like a draft?
Right.
Like, can we draft people?
You know that the thing that's like... And this was... Okay, this is really off topic again.
Oh, well.
The thing... I don't know if you saw these on your TikTok, but it was like the brackets of, like, just random people of, like, if we were in a zombie apocalypse, like,
yes,
who would be the entertainers, mm-hmm, and who would be, like, the mm-hmm bait. And I was mm-hmm like, what is this? I feel like we need a similar concept for the gorilla situation.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I just don't think that the average man is fit to battle a gorilla.
No.
I don't even think that 100 average men
no
are fit to battle a gorilla.
No.
100 people is not a lot of people.
No.
So, yeah.
That's true.
But I don't really know. I'd have to see it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'd have to see the lineup, see the gorilla, and then I'd go, gorilla's got this
one. Yeah, literally.
Oh, the last one I put on here just for Chloe.
6'7". 6'7". 6'7". 6'7". 6'7".
6'7". You right.
But 6'7". You're right. 6'7", I'm sure that your guys' ears are bleeding just hearing us say it in over and over again. That probably sucked. Yeah. But we just have to live with the fact that this is the world we live in today.
Mm-hmm.
And my opinion on 6'7" is that 6'7" isn't really that bad. 6'7" is not that bad. And I'm sorry.
I don't understand why people think it's bad.
No, I don't either.
It's the same thing as 21.
Literally.
It's the exact same thing.
Literally.
That's why I'm like, I just find it funny. Because I'm like, this is just the new 21 and I love that. Right?
It's the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go around and be the fun police.
No.
Like, stop saying 6'7". Stop saying 6'7". Because those were the worst kind of people when anyone was like, what's 9 plus 10?
21. We harmonized.
And 6'7" is just the same thing in a different generation.
Yeah.
And maybe that's okay.
I agree.
Let them be happy.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah. I second that.
And they're like, 6'7"'s never gonna go away.
Mm-hmm. They said that about devious licks, and I don't think people are still doing that.
No.
That was like a 6-month thing, and then everyone got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
But it was entertaining to watch, but never to.
No.
Never.
Well, it was like people were stealing like sinks.
Yeah. And like entire water fountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like.
It was kind of bizarre. It was kind of. Please don't arrest me. It was kind of funny. But.
But it was. It is equally, though, like insane.
Mm-hmm. But it's not that funny. Definitely not.
But I think that's all the time we have today.
Yeah. We hope you liked our little 2025 social media recapped. And we also hope that you understood what we were talking about.
We hope
because so. I'm imagining listening to this back with no former knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I think we were crazy.
Yeah.
I think that we had lost our minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that...
Especially when we got really excited about Kendra.
Yeah. So... This one might be a little niche,
sorry, but guys.
It's here anyways, and if you get it, you get it.
Yeah. And if you get it, or if there's one that you're like, I can't believe you didn't mention that one, tell us about it. We probably know it and yes. just forgot to mention it.
Yeah.
Because, like, we forgot to put Kendra on the list.
I know.
There's some things we forgot. So let us know if we forgot your favorites.
Yes. Leave it in the comments. Yeah. And we'll give you a little shout out next time, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe. We should.
Yeah.
Please. That would be so fun. This week in stories, it's the last week before Christmas, so I've got a little bit of Christmas stories. There is a company in Pleasant Hill that does a Be a Santa to a Senior tree, and they pretty much, it's an angel tree, but for older adults and senior citizens and just, you know, older adults that might need help or just are unable to buy Christmas presents, and it's a little angel tree, and it's just a sweetie little story, and I think it's really cutesy, but...
And I put it on the page.
Yeah, she did. You did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that story will be on the front cover.
Yep.
Of the Christmas section that I've been working on really hard. Yes,
and what else is in the Christmas section?
Games.
Holiday Stress Buster.
Oh, yeah. Holiday Stress Buster is the Christmas section.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I feel like we have to emphasize that it's like...
Stress Buster 2.
You get a lot. Like, it's not just like the normal games we have on the back page. Yeah. Like, there is games to play.
Games in there. So you better play them.
Yeah.
And I'm not done putting them in there yet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be done on Monday putting them in there.
So. And I believe, if I am correct still... that we're doing another personality quiz.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yay!
Kind of. Well, it's the this or that.
Okay.
I'm turning that into a personality quiz.
Okay, perfect.
Because...
I can't wait to find out what I am.
The last one was really, 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 really hard to make. And I think I'm going to need at least 365 days to recover from making that.
Yeah.
But the this or that should be fun.
Yay.
Yay. So, get out your pens, get out your newspapers.
Yes.
Did you have any other stories?
I do actually have one other story. You are correct. There was two people from Mississippi that have been...
Mississippi.
Yes. Yes, indeed. They were traveling up north and just robbing every single Walmart on the way up. And we got them.
Oh, yeah. We got them.
We got them.
Paige and I got them.
Me and Chloe went to Walmart, got them.
Stopped them.
Yep.
In their tracks.
We did.
And then Paige wrote an epic story on it.
And I did.
So.
Yep. We didn't. It was the Harrisville police. Shout out them. And shout out the amazing police chief. She is so sweet. But yeah, it's definitely an interesting story that they did. Even when I saw it, I was like, I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
They, what?
Hey, but it was fun.
It was. I do. I do think it's fun.
Yeah.
And yeah. Those are my stories this week. So follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Check out the website. Buy a print. It's the Holiday Stress Buster. Yes. If you're going to buy a print and you're like, oh, it's the end of the year. Exactly. It's the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Just get yourself a little gift.
At your local, anywhere really. Casey's, Price Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only like $2. So. Yeah. You can buy one for the whole fam.
Exactly.
Or you can buy a subscription and get them every week. Because guess what? There's games every week.
Every week there's games that you can play.
New word search made by yours truly.
Yep.
I think of the words and the theme.
Sometimes I get to help.
Paige gets to help every week. Every time.
It's, I need more words. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And then she's like, why would you say that?
I don't know. I do not say that. But... thank you again so much for listening, and we hope you have a good holiday season. Yes. We will be back before Christmas, but...
We will?
Yeah, next week.
We will have a Christmas episode.
Yes.
Because, unfortunately, one of us is leaving to have a little winter holiday, and the other one has to stay. And I'm the one that has to stay, and it's not fair. I'm the one that
gets to leave.
And... love you guys. Love the podcast. We will not be having an episode the weeks that Chloe are gone, but we will let you know and keep you updated.
I will be back in 2 weeks, and you guys will get a fresh new podcast the week of January 5th.
Yes.
So
to start off 2026 with a new podcast episode.
Yep.
Yay.
So, all right. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.